This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. This was right after the AFC title game, after the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills to earn their fifth trip to the Super Bowl in the last 7 years. In the 7 years that Patrick Mahomes has been the starting quarterback, they've made the Super Bowl five times. They've won it three times. They are stuck at three after last night, after the Eagles defeated them 40-22. This was Nate Burleson on the set with the CBS studio crew telling you this is how you need to watch the Kansas City Chiefs moving forward.
To the fan bases out there, if you're not a Chiefs fan, that's okay. But resist the urge to fall for the narrative that we're tired of seeing them win, that we might be fatigued of watching KC go to the Super Bowl over and over again. You are witnessing greatness, and just be happy that you are alive to be there to see it.
Oh, just be happy.
Okay. You should be happy to be alive to be there to see it. You're going to tell me, a grown man, that I need to like my Brussels sprouts, okay? You just listen, mister. You need to appreciate that you get to be lucky enough to watch these Kansas City Chiefs, you idiots. That more than anything, that attitude, and we heard it from Trey Wingo, we heard it from various other people on Radio Row last week, all these sports media types that are so detached from the actual fans and don't understand, like, listen, the average fan doesn't have to get up and do a dissertation on the greatness of the Chiefs the next morning, all right? That it's okay. It's okay to want the winner to fail. It's like, that's fine, all right?
Yeah.
Don't anybody ever tell you how to fan.
I personally enjoy doing a dissertation on the Chiefs getting dismantled early in the show today.
I don't know if you're allowed to do that, Sean.
Well,
I think you're supposed to talk about the tragedy of the downfall of the Chiefs and how sad it was.
Come at
me. Oh, did you see Travis Kelce was upset about not getting any targets?
Yeah.
I feel so sad for him. He managed to hold off on, like, getting away with several tauntings. You know, like, I actually did a... There was one time where I thought, like, oh, crap. He's going to go headbutt some dude and the guy's going to retaliate. But he actually held off on that.
I really respect what the Chiefs have done. I mean, making five Super Bowls in 7 years is incredible. It really is. And winning three of them, last night's lopsided score notwithstanding, this is still a dynasty. This is by modern standards, we are still in the midst of a Chiefs dynasty. Obviously, it drove itself into a big pothole last night on its way to, you know, the comps to other dynasties and things like that. But I like millions of others, had Chiefs fatigue. I thought Patrick Mahomes strolling into the stadium in his Kelly Green suit that he was wearing. Did you see that? Did you see the color suit he was wearing?
Burn that thing,
Mahomes.
It's weird because the Chiefs have been in this position before, obviously, many times, and they've done very well. But I just had this weird feeling during the week that the Chiefs were doing a good job of saying all the right things in terms of focusing on this game and all that, and not worried about the three-peat and all that. But I did almost feel like they were like they felt a sense of destiny about it in a way that it was approaching hubris. And boy, if it were a closer game, I would have thought, like, okay, that was just me reading into it too much. I don't know, man. They did not look physically ready to compete against that team at all.
No.
They got bludgeoned in every aspect of the game.
There was no counterpunch. You know, this is supposed to be a really, this is supposed to be, it is a really well-coached team on the aggregate. Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo were largely viewed as maybe the two best at pushing the buttons on their side of the ball. Certainly Spags throughout this season, the last couple seasons. The Eagles were throttling Patrick Mahomes by rushing four guys the whole game.
Right. You know? Yeah, and that was one thing that Vic Fangio hasn't blitzed a lot this year. And there have been some games where he did blitz and it didn't work out for him. It worked out real well for him in the divisional round this year. They ended up blitzing a lot. But they just flat out beat the snot out of that offensive line. And look, other teams have had a chance to beat the snot out of that same offensive line. The Texans, I thought they were going to have a better pass rush than they did, especially with Joe Tooney playing left tackle. But the Eagles just destroyed that offensive line. And then Pat Mahomes had no answers for it. I'm not going to sit here and make excuses for Pat Mahomes, because you know who else who's had bad pass rushes? Or bad pass protection in games, many, many other quarterbacks in Super Bowls. And yet Pat Mahomes had the worst first half of just about any quarterback in Super Bowl history.
Oh, yeah.
It was awful.
It was bad.
He was atrocious. Tom Brady up in the booth, he played two games where they lost to the Giants when the Giants had a really good four-man pass rush. You know what Tom Brady did? He made a game of it.
Yeah.
He showed up.
Yeah.
It was disrespectful to the game of football and every quarterback who's come before him last night. Pat Mahomes. Disgusting.
The question I had asked was, who are we most happy for? A lot of people very happy for Jalen Hurts. I'm not a huge Eagles guy. I was not wild about either of these teams. But in terms of rooting interest, aside from a prop bet here and there, in terms of rooting for who to win the game, I was rooting for the Eagles. I did not want the three-peat, as I pointed out. I've not been wild with the way that the Chiefs, the Kansas City fans, the Kansas City media have handled this success that they've had here. So it was kind of fun to see the bully get punched in the face a little bit last night. This was one of those games that the more lopsided it got, the more I was enjoying it. We don't see the Chiefs get handled this the way that they do. So I was happy for Jalen Hurts. Certainly the Houston angle with Jalen Hurts. He's a very likable superstar. Like he's got a very easy to like personality. I'm curious for you, Seth. You have ties, pretty close ties, to two of the prominent members of that Eagles inner circle. Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator, was your DC here for your first four seasons as a Texan. And then Jeff Stoutland, the offensive line coach, was on the staff when you were in college at Cornell.
Yeah.
How happy are you for those two guys right
now? Oh, okay, good. I thought you were going to have me power rank it.
No,
in terms of happiness
or whatever.
I think, honestly, I mean, Fangio's been at it for decades.
Yeah.
I mean, remember we were looking, when we were at Mother's there in New Orleans, there was a picture of the 92 Saints up there, and Vic Fangio's the linebackers coach. So, and that was, they did some really good stuff with those Saints defenses when Fangio and Capers were there. And for him to be able to do it in New Orleans was probably really cool too. But he's just been around forever, and when he was in Houston here, by the time he was done, he was pretty beleaguered. Like, people were blaming Fangio as one of the problems with the team, where he just got hit with a boatload of injuries that really he couldn't do what he wanted to do. But then with Jeff Stoutland, I mean, Stoutland has been there through three different head coaches, the offensive line coach, and he's widely regarded as one of the best offensive line coaches this century.
Maybe ever.
But he's already got a Super Bowl. So I guess if I'm going to power rank them the way I know you wanted to ask me to do, I would say Vic Fangio, I'm happier than Stoutland, just because Stoutland's already won a Super Bowl.
Had you not power ranked them there, I was going to point out that Vic Fangio's never won a Super Bowl before. So
yeah,
that's,
and he's been at it longer, too. He's been in the NFL a lot longer and never gotten a Super
Bowl. And he's a native Pennsylvanian. He's from that part of the country. So he's winning a Super Bowl with presumably the team that he may have grown up rooting for, you know?
You know what I couldn't help thinking about was just all those those Miami defensive players that acted like Vic Fangio was the worst defensive coordinator in the world.
Yeah.
One of them, Xavier Howard was one of them, wasn't
it? Yeah. Yeah.
That, like, all right, guys, like, maybe point the finger at yourself there, fella.
That was,
it just,
yeah.
There's, it seems like Fangio's defense is doing all right with good talent up there in Philadelphia.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Jalen Hurts. Hey, did you see Connor Barwin down there on the sidelines at all during
yeah.
the game?
He's what is it? Is he the director of football science or director of football research or something? Some kind of funky title that you would expect Connor Barwin to have because he thinks he looks at things a little bit differently than your average football guy. So yeah, I was really happy for Connor.
He does. But I think on the it was strange. I was not expecting to see him on the sidelines with a headset on because he's got a title that feels a little more front office-y, you know?
Yeah, I think he's probably one of those guys that they like because he can work on the analytics side of things,
yeah.
but also very much understands the player side of things.
Yep.
So I wonder if with him, maybe he also dabbles in the, he's probably got like a, the way that Caserio kind of looked at his role with the Patriots, where maybe he's a jack of all trades and they just use him wherever he feels he can help out.
Yeah. Where does Bradley Cooper fall for you on the list of celebrities that you would either feel happy for or would bask in their failure if their team were to have lost? Do you like Bradley Cooper?
I like Bradley Cooper.
I do too.
I feel like he's got an everyman appeal to him. For a guy that's a really good-looking Hollywood actor, I feel like he still just genuinely has a little bit of his Philly blue-collar roots.
Yeah.
And because I saw Silver Linings Playbook for the first time recently, it makes me feel like, I don't know, that somehow that because he actually did a movie about being a Philadelphia Eagles fan,
yeah.
it lends more authenticity to it.
He did better introducing his team before the game than John Hamm did at introducing the Chiefs before the game, I thought.
John Hamm kind of choked.
A little bit.
His voice didn't hold up.
Nope.
Now, with John Hamm, John Hamm may have partaken of the festivities a little bit more this weekend, a little bit more hardcore than Bradley Cooper, who was there with his family.
That could be.
Hamm's got a history of enjoying life.
He does.
So I don't know how much he was enjoying it leading up to that game or not.
Boy, our former colleague Nick Wright is just taking some on the text page. They are texting this show like Nick Wright still hosts this show on the text page this morning. And I think that's probably a good harbinger for what Ron has waiting for him when he gets in at 2 o'clock today, I would imagine.
Real quick, yeah. Connor Barwin right now is the head of football development and strategy for the Eagles.
Okay.
So I wonder if he's in on when they use the analytics for making in-game decisions, I wonder if he's involved
in
that.
Dude, knowing Sirianni and the way he operates, he's probably outsourced that whole thing to Barwin. I just think Sirianni might just walk around just cheering guys on and slapping their shoulder pads.
That's one of the things, going back to Doug Peterson, that the Eagles were pretty ahead of the curve on,
yeah.
is just using the analytics and the going forward on fourth and short and
yeah.
all that. Like they've been getting guidance from the booth on that for a long time.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, speaking of Nick Wright, Joey Molinaro, who is a comedian who is excellent at doing impersonations, and he's very specific that he's kind of found this niche where he does really good impersonations of people that are tied to football in some way, either announcers or hosts or players or coaches, that kind of thing. Does some excellent impersonations. I didn't know Nick Wright was somebody that was impersonatable. Like,
Nick's huge because of social media.
Yeah.
Because he's so good at agitating people too, that like he's a lot of people that don't watch like the talk shows on television know Nick Wright because he has agitated them at some point.
Yeah.
Especially because he's played the game really good of acting like somehow being a fan of LeBron James makes him a
Like, and the Chiefs.
Like, yeah, like saying that LeBron James is good is honestly, he does it really well. He figures out a way to make that a polarizing take.
Yeah.
But then he is a genuine Chiefs fan and grew up in Kansas City. So, yeah, he's been hardcore into, obviously, trumpeting Pat Mahomes these years.
So I saw this tweet yesterday. Joey Molinaro, the comedian, says he does it. He did this about 45 seconds worth of audio of what it would be like to sit next to Nick Wright at a Super Bowl party.
Not only is Patrick Mahomes the greatest player ever to live, that's a foregone conclusion at this point. But I think it's fair to start having the conversation about whether or not he's not the greatest player ever to live, but is he the greatest human being ever to step foot on planet Earth? Yes, oh, by the way, closing in on Jesus Christ himself. Look, and I know what you're going to say. Jesus walked on water. He changed the water to wine. He fed the fishes and the loaf story. I get all that. But I think it's a fair conversation to have about would Jesus Christ go 7-for-7 in AFC Championship games, essentially from his rookie year from the jump, AFC Championship every year, 3 MVPs. A three-peat in today's NFL with the way that it's designed for parity? I don't think so. I think it's a fair question to say, and I think we're going to be having that discussion in, I don't know, about 2.5 hours.
Yeah. Okay. Listening to it, it was way better than I gave it credit for the first time, because he doesn't do as good a job at like looking like the people that he's impersonating, but he nailed the
cadence,
the phrasing, the cadence, the intonation and everything. I feel like Nick speaks a little bit faster, but that was really good.
Yeah.
Those are some of my favorite. There's a guy that does the Bill Simmons show, the Bill Simmons podcast, and he'll do Bill Simmons reacting to world history with, like, you know, Bill Simmons just there's like a Jack Easterby element to Bill Simmons where he thinks, like, as long as it's outside the box, then it's brilliant. And these guys are awesome. I don't know if it's one guy that does like all the different ones, but yeah, they're I like those guys. I like the guys that do a little bit more of the niche impersonations.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That was. I'm listening to this. I'm going, I would have never thought to impersonate Nick. And Joey had it, like, just the cadence, the cadence, but the spirit of the whole thing, too. Like, the very end where he snarkily says, like, and we'll find out in about 2.5 hours. Like, that's totally something
that
Nick would say.
I would imagine they'll play that on his Fox show at some point.
Oh, yeah,
today.
Yeah. Oh, and make no mistake. Nick is probably wearing that as a badge of honor.
No, Nick will appreciate that.
100%, 100%.
I feel like Nick's pretty safe at Fox Sports. Nick's not into the shenanigans of a lot of those other guys that have been
implicated. He didn't wind up in any lawsuits.
Having worked and known Nick for a long time, we never have to worry about
Nick
that.
Nick is very loyal to his wife, yes. Danielle's the best.
Well, and even if he wasn't married, he's just very respectful people general.
Yeah. Yep. For sure. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, Tom Brady said something interesting on the Colin Cowherd show at the Super Bowl this week. Could Brady be describing, in this cut we're about to hear, the type of quarterback C.J. Stroud can become with new leadership? We will hear from Brady and Nico Collins, actually, coming up next.